But as we get set for our focus with a lot of in-depth discussion with experts on the ground, Ian Bremmer with us as well, on the situation in Israel, in West Asia, perhaps a couple of important points that we've now observed about those startling Iranian missile attacks. What we can now roll out, and I'll try and explain a video that's actually gone viral, is this. Now, what you actually see over here are interceptor missiles of Israel, the Arrow, going above the atmosphere, into space, as it were, and then they'd be making engagements over there, while other missiles and possibly other variants of the Arrow take on what you see right over here on your screen. These explosions are of incoming Iranian ballistic missiles being engaged by interceptors from Israel. They could be the Arrow missile system, the David Sling missile system as well, or Patriot missile systems. It's all part of a three-tier system. So this has been filmed in Amman. That is Israel in that direction. The missiles are flying in that direction. We're going to roll up that footage one more time. And here's where it actually starts. These are interceptors in this direction going into space. That's what the Arrow system does. It makes interceptions in space if possible. We don't know if those interceptions have been successful, but what you see now are missiles coming from Iran and in the direction of Israel. And shortly after this, as you can see, they are being intercepted, whether it's by the Arrow system or it's by the Patriot missile systems or it's David Sling. These are various options which are available to Israel at this stage. Now, the end result of this entire attack was that while an Israeli airbase was struck, apparently not very successfully, and we've seen the satellite imagery as well, there was no loss of life other than one person who coincidentally happened to be a Palestinian. But it looks like a video game. It could be straight out of Star Wars or Star Trek. This is how modern warfare is being fought. And as you can see, that missile shield of Israel, incredibly successful in taking out the large majority of the missiles. We're going to move on now to take a look at what Iran did by firing the missiles that they did. Because in as much as that shield was successful, some of the technology that Iran has put on display is also fairly advanced. So let's have a look at some of the missile systems which were used by Iran, because this is what they've declared. There's a missile, you can see an image over there on the right. It's called the Ghadar missile. It's got a range of 2,000 kilometers. Let's keep rolling the details, scrolling the details of this. It can travel at a speed of Mach 9, in other words, 9 times the speed of sound, and it has an accuracy of 100 to 300 meters. So now let me explain that. That means it's not a terribly accurate missile system. It's not. It essentially means that within a diameter of approximately 300 meters, it would strike its target. The most advanced missile systems can strike the target within 10 meters of CEP, or what's called circular error probable. This is another missile system that was used. It's called the Imad. It has a striking range of 1,700 kilometers. It is also a very fast missile. It travels at up to Mach 11 times the speed of sound. All of this is being engaged, by the way, by those interceptors, and the accuracy much, much better at 50 meters. When we talk about the interception of missiles of this class with interceptors that Israel is firing, it is exactly a bullet being fired at another bullet and being used to intercept another bullet, except they're much faster than the bullets that you see on your regular handgun or your automatic rifle. These fly at Mach 11 times the speed of sound. And the fastest of all of the missiles, and perhaps the least, the one that we know very little about, was a missile called the Fatah 1. It has a range of 1,400 kilometers. It's a new class of missile. It's called a hypersonic missile. It can travel at 15 times the speed of sound. Yes, as they do come down, the speed goes down considerably because of the heat barrier which is formed. But still, the speed is incredible. It can maneuver, which is what makes these hypersonic missiles very, very difficult to intercept. And the accuracy is much better than what other missiles that Iran has been firing have been. But the big question is this: how many missiles does Iran have left, and how many defensive missiles does Israel have left? Those are just two parts of what we're looking at. Joining us now, Mayan Navon, a former foreign relations officer of Israel, and I'm also joined by Sarbaz Ruhullah Rezvi, a journalist in Beirut. Thank you both very much for being with us. Mayan, let's talk a little bit about Israel's offensive towards Lebanon, because we are told that the number of people who've lost their lives in Lebanon, it could be close to 2,000 now. And the question, therefore, is we've seen this huge loss of lives which have taken place in Gaza. Is there a real fear that we could see more of this taking place in West Asia?
I think we first of all have to deal with the question, was Lebanon started to deal with Israel? Who started this war? Israel didn't start this war in Lebanon. Lebanon and Hezbollah started to shoot in Israel for the past year since October 7. Just a month and a half ago, they were hurting young children in a playground and killed 12 innocent kids. So in the questions that who is dying and how many in the numbers, Israel has been dealing on protecting their people instead of putting them as a human shield, as the Hezbollah and Hamas are doing in the past few years.
Sarbaz Ruhollah Rezvi, let me come to you next. What is the situation in parts of Beirut right now and other parts of Lebanon? The health minister has said that 2,000 people have lost their lives, not just in the last few days, but since this war, as it were, began. But what is the immediate situation in hospitals and other places from where you may be reporting?
Yeah, Israel, again, like what Israel has done in Gaza, they're claiming that they're targeting the resistance forces, but in reality, they're targeting the civilians. And in the latest recent incident in Beirut, Israel just yesterday targeted a medical center and killed 11 nurses and medical crew of that center. This is the latest outcome of the Israeli aggressions on Lebanon. And this is quite clear that they have done in Gaza, 50,000 civilians killed, 20,000 children, 20,000 children have been killed. 20,000 children have been killed under the pretext of fighting the resistance forces in Gaza. The same has taken place in Lebanon, of course, in a smaller level. But since 3 days ago, Israelis started on-ground aggression, they have faced the resistance and they have been killed massively. Dozens of Israelis have been killed in the southern borders of Lebanon. Israel has confessed about like 8 casualties, 8 deaths, and of course, tens of others injured. And I'm sure that the number of the casualties in the Israeli army is much bigger. The story did not start on 7th of October. The story started in 1948 when Israelis occupied the land of Palestine.
We'll talk about the larger historic argument later.
Habibi, Israel didn't occupy anything from the Palestinians. Israel was getting this land from the British who was ruling this place.
So Mayan, let's not talk about the historical aspect because let me ask you a more pointed question.
No, but I got to stop you here because you keep going and saying casualties, civilians, and so on. There are 101 civilians who are now kidnapped in Gaza. You want to stop this war? Just bring them back to their families.
Okay. And you can easily release 10,000 Palestinians in Israeli jails. You can easily release 10,000 Palestinians in Israeli jails being arrested without any court, without any act, without anything doing. Israelis have arrested more than thousands of the Palestinian children. They are in Israeli jails being tortured,
Israelis,
being raped. The rape accusation is taking place against
both of you. Let's have one person each. Here on Indian television, we fight tremendously. I hope that the two of you won't. So I will give you equal opportunities to speak. Mayan, my question to you was this. If the top leadership of Hezbollah has been eliminated, as we believe it has, Israel's worry is that there's a tier two, a tier three, a tier four. The global worry is that that is an endless fight and an endless search to eliminate Hezbollah. How longer will this go on in Lebanon?
Until we make sure there will be no tunnels of terrorists that are threatening Israel, until we make sure there will be no missiles are heading and pointing against Israel at the moment, until we find out that all the threats that Hezbollah is continued threatening in Israel together with Iran will be eliminated. Until then, the operation will continue.
Sarbaz, what Israel has said is that they have nothing against the people of Lebanon. It's Hezbollah which is the problem for them.
Agreed.
How does one separate Hezbollah from the Lebanese people?
Of course. Hezbollah is a part of the Lebanon and Lebanese people. Who are... Go back to the history. How Hezbollah started? 1984, 1982. Hezbollah is the result of the Israeli aggression occupation in the 1982 war. Do you know the history? Do you know the history? What has been... All the resistance forces, their creation is as a result and reaction to the Israeli ongoing occupation and oppression against oppressed people of Palestine, oppressed people of Lebanon, oppressed people of Syria. Israel has occupied the Syrian land. Israel has occupied the Lebanese land. Israel has occupied the Palestinian land. There is no one single country in surrounding of Israel that Israel has occupied their lands.
All right, one second.
I have said this before. Sure. The whole problem goes back to the occupation.
All right, one second. Mayan, go ahead, respond to that.
No, you just keep saying lies. I mean, it's very hard to respond to lies, but Israel didn't occupy those lands from any one of those countries you mentioned.
It's based on the
When you read the Quran, you will find out a lot about the Jewish people who are living in this land for the last 30,000 years. You will not find any single mentioning about Palestinians who are living here 3,000 years ago. So let's learn history before we come and claim all kinds of facts. I will continue to say when the people of
you've had the Quran.
Part of Lebanon,
I will come to you.
When you say the people of Hezbollah are part of Lebanon, I see a lot of Lebanese happy from the death of Hezbollah because they only brought terrorism on this land. They didn't brought any education. They didn't brought any hospital. They didn't brought anything that progressing and bring them this country back to the 20th century. They only took them backwards. What Hezbollah and the terrorist organization like Hamas are doing, they are trying to steal the money from their people. They are trying to threat those people on a daily basis to hide kidnaps people, to hide arms and so on and so on, in order to continue and ruling those situations.
Okay.
But in the end of the day, the people who really want peace will make peace. And inshallah, I will be in Beirut and Beirut will come and visit us because in the end of the day, we want peace with those lands.
Sarbaz, the fact of the matter is that weapons have been found inside buildings.
I am here in Beirut.
One sec, Sarbaz, let me ask my question. The question is that there is clear evidence of tunnels which lie in southern Lebanon. There is clear evidence of weapons which have been assembled over there, have been stashed over there, missiles which have been kept, etc., etc. These have been targeted at northern Israel. It is a fact that there have been rocket attacks which have taken place for a long period of time. Those people have been evacuated to other areas. They want to come back to their homes.
Yes,
so what's the record?
Yes, because Israelis are not understanding any other language except force. Israel is doing massacre for 12 months in Gaza, and Israel is stopping
Hezbollah.
And the Lebanese resistance, as being human beings, they believe that they have to put their pressure on the Israelis so that they may accept the peace agreement, and Israel is refusing to accept peace agreements in all these 8 decades. That's the reality on ground. If Hezbollah is possessing arms, Hezbollah is an official political party in Lebanon. It is none of your business. It is none of Israeli's business. And you people know nothing about Beirut. You are telling me people are hating Hezbollah, and I'm here in Beirut. I'm just getting positive. I'm just getting support for Hezbollah from the Christians, from the Sunnis, from the Druze, from the Shias, of course, in Lebanon, in support of Hezbollah. Do you know better than me, Beirut?
Okay.
You don't have that legitimacy.
And that's something that's not being spoken.
I will share with you afterwards all the videos that I'm getting.
Surprisingly, she says that Hezbollah has not done anything. There are so many medical centers of Hezbollah. The recent medical center that you kill 11 nurses, who are they? You may ask yourself and ask your audience.
All right, one second.
Why you have killed 11 nurses in your recent attack on Beirut and killed 11 nurses and doctors in the medical center?
All right, hold on now. Mayan, Navon, go ahead with your answer. Yes.
I will tell very honestly. I will cry, and I'm crying on every civilian that have to pay the price of this war. But I will say it over and over again. Israel was heading for peace for several times with the terrorist organization. Israel has been suffering for 11 months, a non-stop going attack on our houses, on our children, on our schools, on our hospitals, everywhere in the country. And you did nothing to stop that. So I'm sorry, I'm not going to give the other cheek. This is our time to respond. I don't think that anywhere in India, people will sit down in the shelter on a daily basis. We have 60,000 families who left their homes in the north. The north right now is totally a mess because you ruined everything there. So if you're really coming from peace, why did you keep showing? Why did you keep sending rockets in our places when we did nothing for the last 11 months? Israel was sitting silent for 11 months and waiting for things to calm down, waiting for the UN to stop it, waiting for the negotiations to stop. And we continue to be stopping and silent about it. But there is a moment we say, enough is enough. You did what you did. Now you have to pay the price.
With Sarbaz, all the respect, fact of the matter is that on October 7th, the terrorist attack against Israelis, the hostage crisis, the butchery which we saw in the south of Israel was unprecedented. One situation like that results in another one. Do you condemn what took place?
So why not?
Just Sarbaz, so that I understand.
The Palestinians
so I understand
for seven
this clearly.
Decades.
Sarbaz, I will let you speak.
Well, you do not understand. Sorry
no,
to
you
say.
Condemn
you do not
the attack?
Understand. Because I will give you the proof why you do not understand.
No. My
is
question
that
is
your
is
shout
look,
and your
Sarbaz,
programs.
We are both journalists.
I'll start from
Sarbaz,
7th of October.
And she talks
about 11 months.
She
talks about
in
May I talk or not?
You will talk.
I'm here to talk.
No, you will talk, but answer the question and I will come to you. You will talk. And that's my assurance to you. I'm not here to shut you down. I'm only asking, can you condemn the attack of October 7th? Yes or no?
No. Do you know why?
You cannot condemn the attack of 1,000 plus
people.
Do you
know why I cannot condemn October 7th? Because October 7th is the result of 8 decades of massacre.
Does that justify the death
of
1,000 plus people?
I didn't know that rape is
part of it. Does that justify or not is another question.
No. Sarbaz, I'm sorry.
If
we are talking about peace, I don't think we can get away and say that it's okay that Israelis were murdered. You can talk about the history, you can talk about the past, but if you're not willing to condemn the attack on October 7th, Sarbaz, then that's something which, it just goes against peace. It goes against common sense.
No, because 7th of October is the result of the occupation.
So you believe that what was done against Israel and those innocent families is okay?
It's a result of pure terrorism.
Do you believe that it's okay?
Israelis, first of all, most of those civilians killed in 7th of October.
All right, so look, Sarbaz, I've listened to what you've said, but I'm not sure as a responsible broadcaster I can justify, I can accept an argument which justifies a brutal attack which resulted
you
in 1,500, 2,000 odd people.
If you want 7 October to you take can, place, you should not
you
sh- continue
you are not willing to condemn the loss
of
life,
and genocide and rape
all
and massacre
of,
against
but you and yet you're not you're talking about mutilation, rape
not,
and all of that.
You're
not
but
willing
you are
to
not condemning
you are
that.
Not willing to condemn what
but
happened
you are not
on
condemning
October 7th.
That, and you are shifting the whole discussion now.
I'm not shifting
you.
I'm not shifting
you and your guests are doing the same stand.
I am not shifting it. We are talking about bringing about a peace. You said that there is a historical problem.
People are looking after peace.
Do you not condemn what happened on the 7th of October?
Because you are not there to condemn the occupation of the Israelis.
We India,
you are not there
example,
to condemn the massacre
solution.
Of the Israelis. You are not
India
condemn the rape that has taken
solution.
Place.
No, I don't speak
Please,
for
God
India.
Sake,
but,
for God's sake, 5,000 children,
exactly
500
what,
children,
but
700
but hold on,
children.
One second, let this not be between the two of us. Mayan, it's your turn. Go ahead.
What's the history of Palestine? What was the flag of Palestine? Stop waving and saying occupation. Stop lying all the time with those not true facts. But
this is not me. This is UN resolution telling you are occupiers.
You're lying. There is
you
history.
You are, of course, an occupier.
You
are, of
go
course, an occupier.
All right. Sarbaz, half a second. Let Mayan have a chance to speak. Mayan, go ahead.
No, they continue about talking about occupation and occupation. Israel never occupied Gaza. Israel left Gaza almost 10 years ago.
Oh,
stop continuing and talking about it. It was never a state in the beginning. You want an independent area, you got an independent area. What you build there, you could build the beautiful cities over there. You could build the next Singapore, UAE.
Just like what we did in West Bank. Just like the settlements of the Israelis in West Bank.
And that's what you did with the Palestinian country. All you did was milking money from Europe, United States.
All right, okay, let's keep that, Mayan, aside. But the differences are absolutely stark. But where we need to draw the line is accepting some sort of a justification for what happened in a major terrorist attack. It happened in Israel on the 7th of October last year. Look, thank you both very much for joining us.